The best part about working from home? You can listen to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt as loud as you want. Turn it up. It's your break room on Star 102.5.
At one point, we had 7, 8 holiday inflatables. Yeah, on our front yard and our backyard. We had 3 in the front. We had 4 in the back. Friends called us Inflatable City. I think you guys called me Inflatable City.
But nah, I think we'd have come up with a better name than that. Too,
probably.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
And I love the holiday inflatables. We're down. We don't have any this year. The last one we had was a Santa riding a tractor. Love that one. It's a good size one. Except when I pulled it out the last week, it had a hole in it.
Darn.
And there was no repairing it.
Yeah.
I tried tape. I tried all the stuff. There was nothing.
Okay.
Did you go out and get a new one?
I thought about it.
They're expensive.
They are expensive. So we're taking a break from the inflatables. But when we had the inflatables, I had a very strict rule when it came to the inflatables. They are not on a timer. They are inflated all day, every day, and from when I put it up to Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I don't like...
I can't believe you didn't blow any fuses.
Let's, just a couple fans. It's not that bad.
Okay.
But I don't like... I mean, how many refrigerators do you have in your house?
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's how our house was built. I mean, if not every house is built for multiple inflatables to be going all day, all night.
It's okay. I was never worried about blowing a fuse.
Okay.
All right, but thank you, risk management. But so much, because I don't like deflated holiday inflatables. I find it very depressing. If you drive by and you see lawns where they're deflated, I think, oh, look, Frosty melted. It just looks it looks sad.
Yeah.
It looks like the promise of what could be.
Okay.
We have neighbors on the street and down the street. They have 30, 35 inflatables on their front. Their entire lawn is inflated, inflatables, and it doesn't happen until 4:30. So when I drive by in the day, I go, oh, it's so sad. So sad. I want to tell them you should have an inflatable all day.
Then they come to life at 4:30.
They come to life at 4:30.
See, I think that's kind of exciting.
When they come to life? Yes. I can see that. I can see that, but the rest of the time...
I'm with you, Kurt. I want my decorations going.
Right.
Okay. We have...
I get the lights being on timers because you can't really see them during the day. But if we lived in Alaska for the 40 days and 40 nights without sun, yes.
They'd be on all the time.
All the time.
We have in our neighborhood, just north of us, a family that has probably, I'm going to guess, it's got to be over 100 inflatables. I mean, it's a destination. People come from all over to see their home. They do this also with Halloween. Mm-hmm. And that's their yard. I just wonder how the inflatables don't blow away during the day.
Well, I don't know how you're not over there worried about their fuses.
No. Justin said that last time we drove past. How do they run that? I don't know how. They must have a separate generator to run those inflatables.
You do belong together. No question. You found each other. As much as that may dismay you.
You don't think about that a little bit sometimes when you see people with all kinds of stuff. Like, how are they running all that?
They figured it out.
All right.
Because otherwise, fuses would be blowing all over the city. They would be doing stories going, everyone's house is just... They have made advancements in electricity.
Oh, I'm sorry that I have to be the responsible one.
There's no problem.
Yes, thank you. I know, we've never had an issue. Never. Never once.
But I think it's kind of exciting when all of a sudden they come to life.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I want them inflated the entire time. I like it. I want to see it in its glory.
All right. So we're curious about decoration quirks. You know? Things it's got to be this way. Have to have it this way.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? 515-280-1025. I don't care. I just like them on. I like them going.
Mm-hmm.
I want to celebrate the season.
You want
to be happy.
You want the lights on?
Think of the fuses, Ken. I know. I know.
I mean, if we turn all the lights on here in the studio.
Well, it is a bit much.
Think it can handle it.
All right.
Quirks. Decoration quirks. What are yours? This is Courtney and Ankeny. All right, Courtney, what is it?
Okay, so my husband, bless his heart, cannot walk by a Christmas tree and not Like, if the ornament's facing the wrong direction, you have to turn it facing outward.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I wonder, did he work at a grocery store growing up where he had to front the store and face the store every night, that sort
yeah.
of thing?
Yeah,
it's ingrained in his brain.
Yeah, I don't know.
He did work retail, but, like, it's not just our tree or our family's trees. It's, like, we were out and about. And he walked by one, like, in a shopping center and had to stop and pick them. And I just was so, like, oh, my God.
Okay.
You know, it's not even our tree. It's a bee.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Got to have those ornaments facing yep. to the front.
That's
right.
Particular.
Got it. All right, Courtney. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. You have a great day.
Take care. Couldn't be part of the conversation on air? Follow the thread on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt Facebook page.